Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.
Sometimes I don't know how to cope.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
I've been trying to be more grounded lately.
Hi, my name is Jade Whitlock. I make music under the name Spirit Prison. I'm with my girlfriend Natalie.
I hear a voice call my name, but nobody's there. And that's a daily occurrence, but I'm never prepared.
The genre of music that I make, depending on who I'm talking to, I'll say a couple different things. Normally, if I'm just talking to somebody at work or that, I'll just say, I just make like emo music, or I sing over trap beats or something, and they all think that that's weird. Or I say alt rap, that's a good one too, that's pretty classy. But if you kind of know what's up, and I know that you're in the scene, or at least have been exposed to it in some form or another, I'll just say emo rap, or emo trap, or sad rap, or some shit like that. I have a new album out, self-titled. You can find it everywhere. I worked really hard on this album, and I'm really stoked that I get to show it to everybody. I didn't plan on releasing it this soon. I was gonna release it in like right now, like January or February or something. But then I was like, I saw some tweet forever ago that was like, if you're a underground musician and you like keep putting out release dates and shit like that, I mean, people are just gonna forget about you immediately because they're gonna see that release date is like 3 months from now, be super excited about it, and then when it comes out, entirely forget that you ever even were releasing anything. And I saw that tweet and was like, all right, I'm finished with it. I'm just gonna fucking put it out next week. I grew up in St. George and played in local bands there in the jazzy scene. That venue was really important to me making music. It kept me making music, honestly. And then that venue closed, and I was like, huh, there's literally nothing to do in this town anymore. This town fucking sucks. And I broke up with my girlfriend, and then I moved to Salt Lake. And within the time of breaking up with my girlfriend and moving to Salt Lake, I started drinking super crazy, doing all sorts of drugs and shit, you know how it'd be. So then when I moved up here, I brought that with me. That definitely influenced my band Prozac up here. I wrote all the songs in like a day at work on my break or something. Or I wasn't even on break. I was probably on the clock. Fuck caption call. So I wrote like 6 songs in one day, and then went home and wrote all the music to those songs. Took it to my homie Parker's house, and we were gonna just do like a 2-piece with Prozac. And then my friend Ryan was like, yo, I'ma play bass in that bitch. And I was like, bet. And so Ryan started playing bass. Ryan also plays in Shit Dogma, RIP Dixieland. They just moved out to, God, South Carolina, North Carolina. It's one of the Carolinas. They know what's up. Right around the time we started playing shows, I stopped doing drugs, got sober for a little while, and then all the songs were kind of just like, I feel like I was struggling with addiction at that point, and I mean I was, but I was struggling with it and didn't really know how to come to terms with that or how to fix that or what to do because I had never been in that situation. Nobody in my family really had ever been in that situation. I wrote all those songs about it thinking like, oh shit, these are edgy and cool and I talk about getting fucked up and dying and shit, this is awesome. Then I got clean and it all just seemed like a joke. It was just like I wasn't, Natalie and I talked about that, like it didn't seem like with Spirit Prison I'm making music that really actually delves into those issues and is definitely more serious in trying to like air out those issues. Whereas in Prozac, it was like, I have these issues. I think it's funny. I'm gonna tell you about them, but I'm not gonna do anything to stop it because I'm a piece of shit. And that's essentially what Prozac's whole thing was, honestly.
Tell me every little thing that's wrong with me.
We played like 4 shows from the start of 2018 to like July of that year, I want to say. I kind of just couldn't come up with any more songs. And I was in a different mind space then to where that wasn't the kind of music I was writing anymore. And so meeting Natalie really, I mean, I started to take into consideration that I'm not the only person that's affected by my actions. Before that, I kind of was the only person that was affected by my actions, and I didn't really...
I almost moved back to St. George.
And then pretty much the only reason I didn't was because I called my mom and I called my dad and was like, hey guys, I've been fucking around and I feel like I'm in way too deep right now, and I think I might have to move back home because, like, I don't think I can do it by myself, like, get clean or whatever. And, but I didn't want to go because I had met Natalie at that point. And I was like, but there's this girl though, and I don't want to fucking leave. I want to be up here. I want to see how that goes. And so, yeah, Natalie definitely, like, having a good support system. Around that time, I definitely was, it sucked, but I was talking to Natalie about it. Our roommate Adam was rad. Shout out Adam. My cousin Ty was tight during it. Russ, everybody, yeah. Even if people didn't know what was going on, like, they helped me in ways that they probably, like, they didn't know the full extent of the situation probably, but they helped me out a lot. My mind space kind of shifted then into, like, damn, this is really childish, this is super corny, why am I writing these songs, like, I don't feel this way anymore. So kind of just stopped, couldn't write any more songs. We had like 6 songs, we recorded a 3-song EP. I was like, fuck this, I'm done, I don't want to do this. And we kind of just, like, dissolved. Then I didn't do anything musically for like 6 months. And then I was like, I've been listening to a lot of emo rap, a lot of trap. And I was like, damn, this shit's really cool. Some of this is like super emotionally charged and super, like, raw and real sounding. And I was like, I wanna know how to make that. Like, how do I make that? And I downloaded FL Studio. I didn't buy it. I just downloaded the demo or whatever. You can't save tracks, so that was really annoying. But I downloaded that, started watching, like, hella YouTube tutorials on how to make trap beats, and they all ended up sounding like really shitty Future songs or something. But I started doing that. Then finally I was like, you know, this is something I want to do. Like, I think I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to buy it. So I got a fucking Sweetwater credit card. Bought that shit. They were doing like a New Year's promotion or something, because I got it like late December, and I was like debating buying it. And then I think it was just the fact that I could get it for 6 months with zero interest, and it was $200, and I was broke as shit. So I was like, all right, cool, that would be rad. And that I hadn't been making music at all, and so just being able to make music on my own, not have any sort of other people to worry about, really just kind of like, I just jumped in from there.
Also, like, that period of time when you weren't making music was also the time when you were like, I'm gonna stop taking my meds.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part. That was horrible. Everything you should be all right. I'm a shell of what I once was. I lost myself last night. Backtrack all of my steps. I never know what to expect. Hit me again, I won't fight back. Kick me while I'm down. You know I fucking love it. Fucking down and out with no way to rise above it. I think I'm trying, but is that really enough?
Is it really?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's not. Prozac was called Prozac because I was on Prozac.
Surprise.
Yeah, since I was 15. And it was like the most puny amount. It was like 10 milligrams or something. And right when I got clean, so like January of 2018, I went to the doctor because my mom was like, hey, dude, you should probably get on more medication. Like, that would probably help you with your problems that you're you know, trying to drown or whatever. And so I was like, all right, cool, let's set up an appointment. So I did that, and the doctor was judgy, and I hated him. Stupid ass white doctor bullshit Riverton motherfucker. So I hated that doctor. He put me on this antipsychotic, and that shit made me hella sleepy, and I almost lost my job because I would just keep fucking waking up like 2 hours late for work, going into work and being like, what's up guys, it was my meds. They didn't like that excuse very much. But then, like, probably what, a month or two after that, I was like, I don't need medication. I feel good right now. I'll be totally chill. And I just, no consulting the doctor, no anything, was just like, fuck it, we're done. So I stopped, was chill for like 3 months. It was awesome. It was totally fine. And then after that, just fucking downward spiral immediately. Worst I've ever been in my life, anxiety-wise. I was paranoid as fuck, and I'm still getting over being paranoid as fuck all the time. Yeah, it messed me up pretty bad. And then once I got FL, things started to turn around a little bit. I got back on my meds around that same time, started making music again, and was able to like air out all these different traumas that I hadn't been able to air out yet, that I didn't feel comfortable putting into music because I didn't have the right way to put it into music yet, I guess, if that makes sense. What I once was, I lost myself last night. Backtrack all of my steps, I never know what to expect. Hit me again, I won't fight back. Kick me while I'm down, you know I fucking love it. Fucking down and out with no way to rise above it. I think I'm trying, but is that really enough? Yeah, sometimes I think it's not. I feel like a lot of it was hiding because I was on medication, which is like kind of the whole point of medication, is to make it so you're not like sad all day. I think, you know, I would do it again if I had to, just because like I don't think I would be as far along mentally now as I am if not for that. I feel like I've been able to air out a lot of things that I had just totally forgotten about and that were like weighing on me pretty heavily. My album Spirit Prison is an album that I've been working on since I got the EP finished, which I released an EP called Outer Darkness in July of 2019. From there, I just wanted to make something bigger. I wanted to make something, and not that this is that much bigger, it's 19 minutes, but that's the album to me. But I wanted to make something more fully fleshed out, more cohesive. I don't know, it's pretty much just been like therapy in a lot of ways. Yeah, I feel like music is like that. And I don't know why, every time I see your face I wanna cry. And I don't know why, every time I see your face I wanna cry. I have no idea what I'm doing. I literally don't know how to mix shit. I don't know how to master shit. None of this was, the only song that was mixed by someone other than me was Gone, and that song sounds tight as hell. Shout out Mono, he produced that one as well. But yeah, I mixed the album, mastered the album, I mean it's mastered, loose term. The structure of the album, I started off with the really sad songs. The first four tracks were like the heaviest hitters emotionally for me in the way of like portraying sadness and portraying anxiety and addiction and all those types of things. And I didn't want the whole album to just be like, I don't know, I'm not sad anymore, I'm chilling, we big chilling, everything's fine, I'm like totally chill now. I want my music to reflect that, but I'm really bad at writing super happy songs and shit. But I didn't want the whole album to just be like this depressing romp through my brain. I wanted there to be a little bit of a break for people. Natalie said it best. I was trying to come up with like a description of it, and Natalie said it was just a little bit, like a bit of the past and a bit of the present. And so when I ended up like putting the album together and figuring out the structure, I ended up going with the past first. So that's like the sad stuff. And then I gave a little interlude to just kind of segue into that. And that song is like, it could be construed as sad, could be construed as happy. I mean, the song's called Amends, and it's because, like, I don't know, I felt like I had to make amends to a lot of people and, like, prove myself, like, that I was doing better and, like, actually show people that. And that song is just kind of about that and, like, saying I'm sorry to people that, like, I didn't even know I did shit to, and then being, like, reflecting back, being clean and sober and being like, oh, shit, yeah, I kind of was a fucking dick to you.
I've been trying really hard to make amends with those I love and that I've hurt, and it's harder than I thought it would be. Recollections of a time when I was careless, I was caught up in the things that were destroying every piece of me I liked. But the thought of never seeing your face again is the worst thought I could have. But the thought of never seeing your face again is the worst thought I could have.
Never Prepared was the first song that I made for the album. The idea going into it was like, I want to make like a proper emo song. It's a lot of it's about anxiety, and then paranoia really like ties into that song. I sometimes will just like, I fucking swear to God, I hear somebody just yelling my name, or I'll just hear yelling in general, and that shit, yeah, that's that whole song. There's like a line in it that says, I think I heard something, but maybe not. And it's just because, like, most of the time at work, I'll just be chilling and I'll think I'll hear my name and I'll just be looking around like, who's talking to me? What's going on? And nobody said shit. Never Prepared could have fallen on either side, but I felt like the beat and production and just overall that song sounded a little bit more upbeat than everything on the first half of it. Fall Apart's just a pop punk song. Russ and I just made a pop punk song. Shout out Russ Wood from Breakfast in Silence. And also, Russ makes music under the name Eichlers, and you should listen to it. I wanted Russ on the album. There was no way I was gonna make my first album under this name without Russ on the album. And so I was like, hey Russ, do you wanna make a pop punk song? And Russ was like, hell yeah. And so we got together. I stole a Prozac riff from myself and recorded it. We made that beat, did our vocals, and that was that song. And I was like, damn, okay, so this will be a cool little break from all the sad shit. And then Russ sent me the beat for Matching Tattoos, and I was like, ooh, this is a love song. I was first trying to write sad stuff to it, and I was like, this beat sounds happy as fuck. Like, it's definitely like a, like, there's elements of a little bit of sadness in there or whatever, but it's also, like, that song really wraps the album up in the sense that, like, it's a reflection of the whole thing and of, like, my timeline of becoming happier and becoming less anxious and just better off altogether. And that song, I felt like, really reflected that, and that's why I wanted that to be the last song, because I felt like it kind of just, you know, tied everything up. You're about to hear the song Gone. This song is the fourth track on the album. It was produced by my homie Monom. I mean, really, in a sense, it's just about overdosing. I've been trying to write a song about that forever because I had a couple really traumatic experiences with it, and they just always came out, the songs always came out super corny, and I felt like I couldn't write about it in a way that was good. And then I sat down in my car on my lunch break and wrote to the beat and was like, oh, I think this is the one that's not going to be corny finally. And it ended up not being corny, and I'm really proud of it. I'm shooting a video for it that'll be out probably pretty soon, so I'm way stoked on that. But yeah, you're about to hear Gone.
I was searching for something, I'm not quite sure what it was.
Liked what you heard and want to keep up with what I'm doing, follow me on Instagram at Spirit Prison and find me on all major streaming platforms under the same name. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Are you in a local band? Send in your album to reviews at slugmag.com for a review. All you have to do is attach your audio files and put local in the subject line.